The next pillar we're going to look at, which is the final pillar of the five, is Hajj, which means pilgrimage. Now, a pilgrimage is a journey made for religious reasons. Hajj, the fifth pillar of Islam, is a pilgrimage that should be made at least once during a Muslim's lifetime, provided that they are healthy and wealthy enough to be able to complete the pilgrimage. Some communities will provide financial support for a poor Muslim to make the pilgrimage because it is a religious obligation and not a holiday. Hajj starts in the holy month, the 12th, 8th to the 12th of the Dhul Hijjah, which is the last month of the Islamic calendar. And it starts and ends in the holy city of Mecca. During this time, around 3 million Muslims take part in the pilgrimage. There are several references to the Hajj in the Quran. For example, pilgrimage to the house is a duty owed to God by people who are able to undertake it. Now, Muslims believe that around 4,000 years ago, the Prophet Ibrahim was told by God to take his wife, Hajira, and son Ishmael to Arabia. He was then told to leave Hajira and Ishmael on their own with some supplies of food and water. Within a few days, the supplies ran out and Hajira and Ishmael were suffering from hunger and dehydration. Looking for help, Hajira ran up and down two hills called Safa and Marwa before collapsing beside her son. She prayed to God for help. Ishmael struck his foot on the ground, which caused water to gush up from the earth. They traded some of this water for food and other supplies. When Ibrahim returned, he was told by God to build a shrine dedicated to him. This became the Kaaba. Ibrahim was told to make the Kaaba a pure place of worship and to call people to perform Hajj there. Many centuries later, the city of Mecca was established nearby using the water from Ishmael's well, the Well of Zamzam. Over the years, the people of Mecca became used to worshipping idols, many of which were stored in the Kaaba. In 628, Muhammad journeyed from Medina to Mecca with a large group of Muslims in what is now seen as the first pilgrimage. In 630, the Kaaba was returned to the worship of God alone. This story is reflected in Hajj. Now, before the Hajj begins, Muslims must enter a sacred state called Ihram. Ihram means putting on white cloth, which signifies equality and purity. Women wear clothes from a single colour that covers the whole of their body apart from their face. Hajj begins in Mecca at the Kaaba. Pilgrims circle the Kaaba in an anti-clockwise direction 7 times. Next, Muslims travel to Arafat. The crowd walks along a conveyed walkway linking the hills of Safa and Marwa, which feature in the story of Ibrahim, Hajira and Ishmael. After completing 7 circuits of this, they return to the Kaaba to collect bottles of water from the Well of Zamzam. Muslims face the prospect of a 13-mile walk or ride to Arafat, possibly in very high temperatures. Halfway there, they stop for a night at Mina, where they pray and read the Quran. Next, they stand at Arafat. At dawn of the ninth day, pilgrims walk from Mina to Arafat, where Muhammad preached his last sermon. Here, they spend the whole afternoon praying under the hot summer sun. The heat of the sun is a reminder of what the Day of Judgment will be like. Islam teaches that God will forgive the sins of all those who complete the standing at Arafat, but only if they know they have done wrong, are determined not to do wrong again, and are prepared to try and make up for their sins. From here, Muslims walk to Muzdalifa, where they spend the day and night. On the way, they collect 49 small pebbles. These pebbles are to be used to be thrown at the rocks. These walls or rocks are called the Jamarat. These walls represent the devil and temptation. On the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, pilgrims throw the pebbles they have collected at the walls or rocks to show that they reject evil. Many pilgrims then sacrifice an animal, usually a goat or a sheep. This is repeated throughout the world as part of the celebration of Eid al-Adha, which obviously commemorates when Ibrahim was going to sacrifice his son and God stopped him from doing so. The leftover meat cannot be eaten is frozen or canned and given to the poor. To follow the teachings in the Quran and the example of Muhammad, pilgrims then cut their hair. Women normally just shave off a small lock of their hair while men shave their heads. Finally, Muslims return to Mecca. Once Hajj is completed, many pilgrims take the opportunity to travel to Medina to visit the Prophet's mosque. This is a huge mosque placed on the site of a much smaller mosque that Muhammad built in 622. It contains the tomb of Muhammad and some early Muslim leaders. So why is the Hajj important? Hajj has great significance for Muslims. It can bring about a deep spiritual transformation that makes the Hajj a better person, the Haji a better person. Their consciousness of God grows and they become more aware that God is with them and watching them. It teaches them sincerity and humility. It produces inner peace, which is shown in the values of justice, honesty, respect, kindness, mercy and forgiveness. It shows self-discipline and it reminds Muslims of the faith and examples set by the Prophet Ibrahim. And it can lead to forgiveness for all sin. And of course, it is the fifth pillar.